Rob Murray and our mountain insider, Tanya Faubert. Stories about wolves coming out of Banff National Park.
Wolves, they're easily, I think, habituated. And that's a real concern, because if these wolves associate people with food, then that puts those wolves at risk.
And we've already had some concerning incidents, them feeding out of a construction waste bin that people had discarded food waste into in Johnston Canyon. More recently, a person who was cycling along the Bow Valley Parkway, a couple of wolves saw him and followed along, approaching a dog. They've been spotted on Tunnel Mountain. That's a little too close to a human settlement for Parks Canada official liking, I think.
It takes a lot of resources from Parks Canada to be actively monitoring this constantly. And when you have this many people in an area and you have active wildlife, it's going to be down to management. And they're doing a really good job of instituting annual closures in den sites, for example. Two sites in Banff, including the Hillsdale area west of Banff and the Fairholme Bench east of Banff, are known as den sites. So a closure has come into effect as of April 1st for those areas to allow that, because the wolves themselves are very protective. What could be seen as aggressive could just be territorial. And, you know, you don't want those kinds of incidents happening, because then it comes down to officials making decisions about whether animals live or die. And we want to all coexist together.
So please respect the wildlife closures. Parks Canada is actively monitoring. Not only are the fines pretty steep for violating a wildlife closure, but you're kind of a jerk for doing it, too.
You're going to end up in court. I'm going to be there. I'm going to write about you.
Put your name in the paper. If you do, of course, spot a wolf approaching a little bit close. So far, no aggressive incidents, thank goodness. But keep your respectable distance. If some aggression does happen, wildlife officials saying bear spray. It's not just for bears. Cougars, wolves, it can be effective deterrent for all those